We're following a big sell-off in stock markets around the world today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 1,000 points at the open this morning, close to 7%. It did bounce back significantly. Stocks in Europe and Japan have also taken a hit, all after what some are calling Black Monday in China. The main index in Shanghai fell nearly 9%. That's the biggest single-day drop in more than 8 years. Derek Thompson is here to look at the implications. He's senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us each Monday from New York. Derek, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we first mentioned this term Black Monday being used to describe what happened in China today. But the original Black Monday in the stock market world was in 1987. What happened then?
In 1987, yes, and before that in 1929. You should have compared them. It's interesting how each of them sort of describe a different half of what's happening today. After the 1929 crash, Chase National Bank compared it to a, quote, orgy of speculation. And who was speculating? Everybody, in a way. But in particular, ordinary mom-and-pop stockholders who had debt and were getting into the market. That doesn't describe the U.S. right now. It really gets closer to describing China, because in the year before China's stock slide started, its Shanghai index was up 150% because tens of millions of ordinary mom-and-pop Chinese retail investors were getting into the market for the first time, and they now have been wiped out. But our stock crash, if it has any precedent, goes back to what you said, the Black Monday of October 1987, when the stock market fell 20%. That crash happened for a variety of reasons, some sort of wonky and programmatic based on the new computer software that traders were using. But if you look at some of the circumstances underlying that crash, you had the falling price of oil, number one, and you had a relatively healthy economy that was not going into a Great Depression. So I do think that in some very clear ways, today's crash is sort of like a mini version of the original Black Monday.
And the reason I say original Black Monday, and of course you're right, there was a huge crash everybody knows about back in 1929, although I believe it was a Black Thursday back then.
Thursday, and there was also a crash, I believe, on Monday. And so they sort of retroactively applied the term.
Okay. Well, back in that big crash, back in the 20s and the Great Depression, and then in 1933, we had President Roosevelt, FDR, trying to calm people down. Let's listen to him back in 1933. This is from a fireside chat.
Confidence and courage are the essentials of success in carrying out our plan. You people must have faith. You must not be stampeded by rumors or guesses. Let us unite in banishing fear.
And this is the kind of thing that we hear every time we see a big drop in the stock market, Derek. All of the analysts saying, don't panic, don't sell, just hold, and everything will be fine in the end.
Yeah, FDR there sounding a bit like the money manager in chief of the U.S. I do think that we could probably use his advice today. I mean, the weird thing is you have people on television saying, well, you know, the U.S. Could be at the precipice of a recession. But, you know, two really important points. First of all, this correction is coming after one of the longest bull markets without a correction in modern history. The Dow is up 200% from its 2008 lows. We have quite a bit of ways to correct all the way down to 2008. Second of all, and this is an obvious point, but bears repeating, the stock market is not the economy. And if you just look at the U.S. economy, there is a lot for consumers to like. You have steady job creation. You have rising, if slowly rising, wages, but hopefully some pressure on those wages because of really low unemployment. You have really cheap gas. You have low inflation. These are the markers of a healthy economy, albeit one that is threatened perhaps by China's slowdown.
Well, and could you say the same thing for China, that the stock market is not the economy, because there are a lot of worrying signs in that economy right now?
There, I think that the correction is more of a reflection of underlying fundamentals. China says that its economy is growing at about 7% a year. It's probably growing a lot slower than that. You know that because the Chinese government is trying desperately to devalue its currency to juice exports. The irony of the government's corrections, its efforts to correct, is that China's crisis is an indictment of its government, which has spent lavishly to create domestic demand that hasn't really materialized. It has cities and housing and infrastructure that now resemble ghost towns. And you've had people for the last few years saying an overwhelming amount of commodity demand, of overall consumer demand, both for steel companies, construction companies, even tech companies like Apple, comes from this religious belief that China is going to keep growing at 9% every single year. And that simply can't happen when you look at some of the circumstances in the Chinese economy. So in many ways, this is the reckoning that has been predicted, I'd say, for at least 5 years.
You know, I'm glad you brought up Apple, because that is the one of the interesting stocks today. One of the interesting storylines coming out of this big drop. Of course, the Dow drops 1,000 points at the open. All kinds of stocks are falling. And then not long after that, Apple actually in positive territory for the day. So maybe some investors had some second thoughts.
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, I do think that you know, Apple is in many ways, in terms of its stock price, a kind of Chinese phone company. A lot of its future growth relies on Chinese people buying iPhones. So, you know, hopefully you still have some strong growth from there.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.